Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Happy Friday to you all. Got the Huskers this weekend. Looking forward to that. Numbers in, 938-9400. You're going to need those numbers.
What do you think? You think we're going to let the dogs out? Like the dogs of war? Like Martinez is going to get comfortable? Like, what do you think? A blowout?
Everyone's talking about it.
Can they raise the spread to Nebraska by 14?
I haven't looked at the numbers. I'm kind of doing this whole thing this year of not paying attention to the numbers before the game. I won't touch the game at all.
Why are you telling lies?
I won't.
You're telling me that you have not gambled on Nebraska football this year. Look me in the eye.
No, I haven't. I swear, Jeff.
Really did.
Up and down. I have not.
That was a truthful statement.
Wow.
Or you've been
heard
vetted.
It here first.
I don't want to. I don't want to. I want them to do well. I want Martinez to shine. I want Frost to shine. I want everything to go well. I want our new kicker to put him between the goalposts. And I want to school people because I did bet that we would win at least 8 games tonight or this year. So I did. Yeah. All right.
Oh, paper. Wow. So there was a bet.
Yeah.
The paper has Nebraska by 13.5.
Okay. All right. That's a good solid bet.
Oh, it's tempting.
That's very tempting. Damn you. Oh, that sucks.
Take Nebraska is what I'm saying.
Yeah, take Nebraska.
I think we're
going to
beat them up.
I do too. All right. We've got what's trending coming up next, Molly. Feed us,
dating
girl.
Is expensive. Just how much? Yeah. Find out after this.
Good morning, trend. With Big Party Began and Molly on Channel 94.1.
$121,000 is how much the average American's going to spend dating in their lifetime. Good God. It doesn't get cheaper when you get married either.
Is that a man or a woman?
This is like just average human American. I mean, I think when they consider what you spend on dating, they're also thinking like, okay, maybe the guy's picking up the tab, but that new outfit that his date is wearing, whatever hair or salon treatments she got to look on point.
You're counting all that money before the date.
Right. So I'm saying like when they talk about dating costs, they're not just talking about...
But to be fair, you could go back to the dude. We spent money on the jeans and the shirt, too.
Exactly.
But I usually count the date of what happened after we are together. How much money is spent once we're in the same room, in the same car, beers, movie tickets, restaurant food? $121,000 in a lifetime.
They're saying these women are... going and getting their hair done at a salon. I don't know. Maybe I've dated the wrong people. I've never met anyone that ran to the salon and got all that stuff done and bought a brand new outfit just for a date.
But well, she may have and you just didn't know. Do you see what I mean? Like, you see her, she looks beautiful, but what you don't realize is like earlier that week she went and got balayage on her hair and spent like $150 so her hair looked on point.
That's why she feels confident enough to go out on the date with zero money. Do I have any cash for a tip?
No.
The whole...
I don't even know what's in this giant bag that's a purse. Everything but monies.
Yeah.
No monies. It doesn't get cheaper when you get married either.
What are they saying?
So they're saying dating a month for, like, let's say a single person or, you know, just in a relationship, $168 a month. When you get married, that bumps up to $185 a month. And it's all maintenance. They're saying that the big thing is keeping that spark alive is important. Dinner and drinks is the top way they do it. And it comes out, I mean, it's $185 if you're married. So it's not like you're buying. It's not as if like once you put a ring on it, you're suddenly shucking off any kind of cost.
But isn't it both of yours monies when
you're
married?
The thing. Yeah. There's no such thing as a free meal in my house anymore. I'll pay for half. Now. Young people around the globe are planning a strike today. Yeah. It's a protest for climate change.
Oh, this isn't the storm area 51.
No.
This is the...
Totally different. Though also happening is the storm area 51. But it's the youth climate strike going on in Omaha. It starts at 8 o'clock this morning till noon down at City Hall.
Yeah, and it's completely nationwide. I haven't heard of anyone doing it yet.
You know, if we were in high school, we would all be taking today off.
I'd be out.
And being like, Mom, I'm so woke. I still got to have school off tomorrow because I'm woke as heck.
Yes.
Of course, everybody is worried about the environment. But
so what are they doing? I mean, are they gone all day then? Is that the idea? You strike all day or is it just in the morning?
Well, it depends on where you're at. I mean, like I said, the Omaha strike is from 8 to noon.
Okay, all right.
So that would be at City Hall, and people, it's free. You can show up. There's one going on down in Lincoln, but there are cities around the country that are just saying, fine, take the day off school. Like,
whatever. Isn't that crazy? There's no pushback. Last year, everybody walked out over, I think it was over gun violence. Remember that? The bunch of the kids? This was local. It was nationwide. I'm not saying they're not genuine and, you know, authentic meaning behind the walkout, but it's also, I would also be looking for any excuse to get the day off.
Jeff, I was drove by a school.
When I know there's not going to be a pushback from the administration because they don't want to look not woke.
Yeah, absolutely.
How dare you?
And then I would take the longest lunch at Amigos.
I think it's great that there's so much social engagement going on. I mean, I think that this is really, people are really fired up about this. Amazon reacted. They are saying that the climate change agreement, the Paris one that the U.S. backed out of, Amazon's going to hold up their end of the deal.
Why don't we all get to walk out of work today, though? You ever notice that? Like, people never get to go out. You never get the day off of work.
I will leave here for climate change. No one cares.
Care about the climate.
No one cares about me walking out.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on.
That on the other hand. Disney is bringing back their hotline to help put kids to bed. It's so crazy. They're doing this now through September 30th. So it's a short window. And you can call the free number and have like Mickey or Yoda or Anna or Elsa, any of those guys, encourage your kids to go to sleep.
Go to bed, you will.
Yes.
We used to call that a crazy uncle.
Yes. Yes, we did.
You know, or mom or dad.
So what's the number to do that?
Go in the other room and be Santa Claus.
877-7-MICKEY. And then you get like a prompt and there are 6 bedtime messages that you can pick from. So, you know, like for kids who really love Mickey Mouse, Mickey will talk to you. Or Woody or Jasmine.
Hey there,
Spider-Man.
Kids, go to bed.
Right.
It's just easy.
Why don't you just go to bed already?
When I saw this the other day, I did call it at night, not to go to bed to it, but I was just kind of curious, are they going to charge me? And it's kind of campy. I mean, it's for the little kids, not for adults. Is there an adult line? No.
Okay. You want Yoda to talk dirty to you?
Right.
Yes, I do, actually.
Go to bed, you will. Wait, is this an adult? This is so creepy.
Disney's not missing a moment, though. They're rolling out a new line of sleep products. Jeez. So you can tuck in with Mickey while wearing his pajamas, putting your head on his pillow while reading his book. I mean, it's just, they're also going to send out adventure boxes filled with all kinds of bedtime goodies for the low, low price of whatever. I mean, nothing really is free when you're talking about Disney. Though this Disney bedtime hotline didn't seem to have any costs.
No, it is just cell phone. It's just cell phone costs, whatever your cell phone costs, if there is a charge at all, I guess.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, in less than an hour, you're going to get those tickets to Vala's Pumpkin Patch. It's a 4-pack, all right? So there you go. All right, you had Meat Fest last night.
I went to a beefsteak banquet for a state senator. State Senator Brett Lidstrom. He's done this, I think this is the 4th time.
Okay.
So he's a Nebraska state senator, and it basically was at a Champions run, and I got invited by our buddy Andy and Burkhar. And
how are
Andy
you feeling
Hale.
Today?
Good, full of meat. So they brought out waves and waves of delicious, like Kobe beef.
Oh.
Steak waves.
Okay.
And then it was like family style. You pass it around.
Okay. Yeah. So you take pieces or whatever the case is.
It was more meat than you could eat.
Oh, really?
Wow.
You sent me a photo and I just stared at it for like 10 minutes and I kept looking, going back to it, going, what is that?
You had to wear, you had to put a
bib on.
A bib on.
Okay.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Everybody had to wear bibs.
Big old knives.
Did it have a big steer on it? Like, you know how lobster bibs have like the big lobster on there? Like, yes, I know, I'm eating lobster.
I have
on
to
my
say
bib.
That. So Senator Lidstrom got up, introduced his lovely family, and was like, hey, thanks for coming to this. Everybody eat up.
What
like, introduced his kids and then kept it simple. Eat up, get a cookie on the way out. Like, there will be no test at the end of this. It was just, you're here, eat some food.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm full of steak, and then I'm having steak today for lunch.
Yeah.
At the Drover.
Well, you got to do that. It's back open again.
It's back open.
God, I just have so many questions about this different types of meat. You know, we're big meat eaters on this show. So what was your favorite? I know they had, it looked like it was the big giant T-bone. What do you call those things? The big thing with the big bone.
Bone in.
The big
bone in ribeyes.
Oh man. Oh, man.
Just lots of meat. I mean, you've had steak before.
Yeah, well, I know, but it depends on how you prepare it.
It was, the theme of the night was meat sweats. I mean, everyone.
That was my next
And you
question.
Got them?
Every person there had meat sweats, and they just kept bringing, I mean, you know.
So it was varying degrees of meat. So, like, did it start off with, like, the meat tartare and then, like, move into bigger meats? Like, was it a progressive dinner, or was it just, like, here is
No,
a
it was
platter.
Just quick waves of meat.
God, what
a started with a, with it, a with a, they gave everybody a big wedge salad, which was like, come on.
Sides are for suckers.
Why are we pretending to eat the Cobb salad? The wedge.
Yeah.
People are cutting in the wedge, pretending, you know.
You're right.
I'm like, there's no room. I'm going to need all of the space in me.
It's like when you go to one of those
steak in me as possible.
Brazilian steak houses and they keep coming around, the charros keep coming around carving things off, but they have like unlimited sides. I'm like, I don't need a side. Sides are for suckers.
And I'm eating lunch with all these guys. Molly, your cousin Patrick has to pay for the meal today at the Drover. I'm inviting anyone who wants to show up.
Hi.
Patrick's got to pay.
He's going to kill you.
It's his birthday. The bit is if it's your birthday in that month, you got to pay for lunch for whoever shows up.
Okay.
I've gotten dinged before. I've had deals where like 12 guys are there.
Oh my gosh. But then you get them back the next time.
And it's steak and whiskey sours.
But by the pitcher, right? Still doing that. All right. 9:30.
So it's a meat sweat Friday. I don't know what you guys have planned.
I was going to eat a salmon, but.
Why don't you come to the Drover?
Yeah, I think I might have to stop in there if he's paying.
Patrick's paying. Kavanaugh Law Center.
You better be careful.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Cardi B is not pleased that Forbes is saying Nicki Minaj is actually the higher paid or higher earning hip hop artist. They came out with their list. Topping the entire list is Kanye West with $150 million. But apparently Nicki Minaj made $29 million in the last 12 months. And Cardi was right behind her with $28 million. And Cardi's tweeting those numbers are not accurate. So those two can figure it out.
As far as about money and how much they make. Wow.
How much their people are saying that they make. Apparently Cardi is saying that those aren't accurate, that she made more than $28 million. Nicki Minaj just recently retired, but then maybe didn't retire because there's talk of her having a new album that she's working on. And Cardi B's got a new album coming out. So they're all busy little.
Yeah, you see that Tekashi 6ix9ine testified yesterday in court saying that Cardi B is a gang member. He's saying she's a blood, which is interesting.
Once you're a gang member, you're always a gang member.
I mean, she said before that she had spent time with the Bloods.
Yeah. So
yeah, she's been real about her past.
I mean, who's more bad, Cardi or Nicki?
I don't think when you leave to pursue a music career, they just go, okay, you go. I think you're blood for life. Blood for life.
Blood as long as you have blood coursing through your veins.
I think so.
The Emmys are this Sunday night, And it's going to be live from Los Angeles, airing on Fox at 7 o'clock. The big leader as far as nominations is Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I think we know what's going to happen.
Who could knock them off of that throne? I mean, is there anybody competing?
So competing up against them, like there's this, you know, the Guardian out of the UK published a list of who probably will win, but who should win. And they still have Game of Thrones winning a lot of stuff just as gimmies because it was their last year. But there are a lot of people chomping at their heels.
Are you guys missing Game of Thrones? You know, they'd taken so many breaks that it's not even my...
Like you're saying, there could be another season coming. It would feel the same way as every season where they took so much time off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really missing them too much.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Sort of like went away and you're like, all right. But Game of Thrones, this will be their final, you know, chance. So they could be getting a lot of statues thrown at them just to make it nice. HBO is going to be killing it. It's basically HBO and Netflix are like neck and neck for who's going to get what this Sunday night. And Liam Payne has a new single out, and out promoting it, he's talking about a feud. When he was in One Direction, apparently he and Louis Tomlinson used to hate each other.
Now, this sounds to me like an Ed Sheeran track.
It does.
It's called Stack It Up. If you told someone that was Ed, they would think it was Ed Sheeran.
Jeff, I thought Ed was in it when he starts doing his little... But that ain't enough to satisfy. Cause I got dreams for you and I. So I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. How does that not? And I'm his biggest fan.
Have you told anyone until now?
That was the first time.
Starts with admitting it.
Wake up. Get up. Wake up.
You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
On Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.